Rishi Shalom.
Rishi Shalom. Yesterday we read from Likutei Moharan that Rabbi Nachman said in Torah Nun Bet that a person, the really bothers for a person to do is to go at night in a place where people don't even walk during the day, and that's where you do these bodedut. Okay? And to go for many hours, akol. Ach berachamei Hashem Amo Yisrael, with Hashem's mercy on His nation, on Am Yisrael, he'ir lanu haderech la'akel al hador, the derech shel bodedut ovet Torah Nun Bet. Hashem enlightened to me, Rav says, the way to teach Hashem, the way to teach this generation in an easier way to do what Rabbeinu says in Torah Nubet. V'chanan oti Hashem Yibarach, shalach ita yitzah shechatzi shah yitbodud al nusei chad kol yom. And Hashem graced me, and Hashem gave me the advice to teach Am Yisrael, the advice of doing a half an hour yitbodud a day on one, an half an hour on one specific thing.
What if you do an hour?
An hour is even better. שמניסיון אישי שלי וגם מניסיונה של אחרים שאחרים הייתה זאת that from my personal experience and also from experience of others with this advice הוכח בצורה ברורה it's proved in a clear way שגם and clearly they גם חצי שעה התבודדות על דבר מסוים שכל יום also half an hour התבודדות on something specific every day אפילו שהוא מתבודד ביום ולילה even if he's doing it during the day and not at night it helps very much to nullify a person's taivas. Of course, if he goes at night and he goes to a place where no one talks, where no one's there even during the day, and he goes for many, many hours, it's going to be probably faster and everything. But since a lot of people, it's very difficult to get to go in the middle of the night in a very place where no one goes even during the day. Okay? So Rav Aruch says, if you do, b'ofen kavua, right? How do you say in English?
Fixed time.
Every day. Half an hour on one specific thing that you're working on, it has also a very, very strong power to nullify one's taiva. I've always said from his own experience, I'm telling you from my own experience, and anyone who worked on anything like that, like I've always said every day, and I'll tell you more than that. Even if one does 10 minutes on one thing, again, I don't know if it's going to nullify like a half an hour, but it definitely has a big impression upon one's life. If it does 10 minutes on one specific thing,
it takes a while, though.
It takes longer. Also, half an hour takes long. It's not like if you go for a few hours.
I'm doing an hour.
Sure, don't have to tell us what you're doing. What you're doing is now you're gonna have an niseyon. Once you speak, when you sense you say it, it's dangerous.
I never have any.
We don't want to hear. We want to know that you're big tzaddik.
I don't have any issues.
No niseyon and keeping it.
No.
A lot of times when someone says, then
I've been doing it for a few weeks or less.
So, we may say, well, I can't do it again. But, now, how does Rav Aruch say something? Rabbeinu says to go at night, in the middle of the night, so how could he say differently when he talks against Rabbeinu? Differently. Rabbeinu, you're 100% right, but not for our generation. Chas v'shalom. Rabbeinu says, it's also for our generation. So Rav Aruch says, Rabbeinu writes in Torah Tzadik Zayin what I said, he said. It's true what he writes in Bet, and what I said, he writes in Torah Tzadik Zayin, 97. It says like this. דיבר הרבה מהתבודדות, רבנו ספוק a lot about התבודדות, והעריך מאוד בשיחה נפלאה בכמה מיני לשונות, and רבנו lengthened very much, wonderfully, in all kinds of speeches and ways he said it from this angle, from that angle about התבודדות, וחיזק אותנו וזרד אותנו מאוד מאוד בזה, and he strengthened us, and he hasted us, and caused us to go...
Encourages a lot to go to the Bodhidut
between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'amar, and Rabbeinu said, Sherotzono she'elanu kol ha'yom kulo yibodhidut. Really, Rabbeinu said he wants us to be all day doing Bodhidut. U'levalot kol ha'yom hazeh, to spend all day doing Bodhidut. Ach lav kol adam v'chol hazeh. Some people could do that, like we read about on Kivlitch and other tzadikim, or Berland. Right? But some people cannot do all day. Not everyone is fit for this. אך לא כל אדם יכול לקיים זאת, על כן בהכרח לצוות להם, therefore we must command those people who can go all day, שיהיה להם על כל פנים איזה שעה התבודדות, שיהיה at least minimum of 1 hour התבודדות, כי גם זה טוב מאוד, because this is also good. אבל מי שנקרא חזק בהשם, but someone's heart is strong to go to Hashem, ורוצה לקבל עליו עול עבודותי דבר באמת, and he really wants to serve Hashem, and he really wants to start working and nullifying everything, רצונו שלו כל היום התבודדות. רבינו wanted him to go all day. If he's able to go for more, to go for longer and longer. והזכיר אז מאמר חכמנו זכרונו לברכה, לבית פרק כל היום כולו. And then he also mentioned what our sages say in ברכות. Now we wish a person will pray all day. לכן, כמו שרבינו אמר שבאמת הלימוד תורה רצוי היא כל היום כולו. Just like רבינו said over there. Torah Tzadik Zayin. He wishes that he will do all day התבודדות. But since he cannot tell everyone to do that, therefore, tell everyone at least in that 1 hour he will do it. On the same weight, we could say that it's true that not for all the time, but you have to go in the middle of the night and everything, like Rabbeinu said. But since he can't tell everyone to do that, so I can tell you at least a half an hour a day on one taiva, consistently every single day, will definitely not for that taiva. And it seems like from Shammai they agreed with me, because you see that people do this and it works. So therefore, one phone will start doing a half an hour on one thing every day. You start, yeah? Half an hour one thing, and he'll definitely nullify the charges.
Why do you sit there and say the same thing? You sit there and say the same thing over and over and over?
You could also say the same thing over and over and over again. But the more you learn, so the more you learn about the subject that you're working on,
the more you have
what to say. I just tell you an example. You come in, let's say you're working on Shmirat Ta'anai, okay, and guarding the eyes, seeing only what you need to see, not seeing what you don't need to see, okay? So, first of all, you go to the field and say, thank you Hashem that I'm sick in the head. Well, you created me, I'm sick. Thank you for creating you. It's your it's your blemish, not my blemish that you created me. It's my blemish that I created me.
You
created me. Thank you Hashem. Whatever you made is great. Thank you, Hashem, forever. I thank you for all the bad things I saw, the good things I saw, the bad things. Everything is from you. That's the first thing you do. You're very happy. It could take you half an hour. Great, so you finish the half an hour. First of all, you're the happiest person for everything. You're happy? Once you're happy, like Yaakov, you see, walking with a smile. Once you're happy, okay, then you can start going through the day and see 1 second. What did I see from yesterday till today? Okay? And start to say, Hashem, I'm sorry what I saw. Please help me to guard my eyes. I can't guard my eyes. You want me to guard my eyes. You have to guard my eyes. I don't know how to guard my eyes. I'm sick in the head. You made me sick in the head. So you have to guard my eyes if you want me to guard my eyes. Okay? And he asks Hashem, so guard my eyes and help me. And he goes through details. Every day, every morning, I go from my apartment to the shul. It's very difficult on the way. All the seminary girls are going to school at that time.
It's hard.
I have a problem. Even whatever they're wearing, I have a problem in my head.
What they're wearing.
Okay, it's what's going wrong in your head.
It's all
imagination.
Okay?
So that's the... Whatever, each one in his own... we don't have to talk about the details. Each one in his own craziness that he has in his head. Okay? And he said, Hashem, help me when I walk to the yeshiva, till the help me, I'll get my eyes, I'll be only connected to you, cleave to you. And it has deeper levels.
Oh, I see.
There's levels, and you work your way through, and Hashem leads you already with the Torah. You have nothing to say? Hashem, thank you, I have nothing to say. Help me guard my eyes, help me guard my eyes. Well, you can't say help me guard my eyes 2,000 times, why not?
Okay.
Hashem, help me guard my eyes. If you have nothing to say, just say Hashem, help me guard my eyes.
Have a suggestion, Ezra.
Ezra has the best Ezra.
Hashem gave me this idea that I use a lot now. I tell myself, I talk to my eyes, right? Hashem, says you can talk to any organ of the body. Tell the eyes, look down, not around, be bound to the ground. There, Hashem will be bound.
Oh.
I say that over and over to myself. And it works. I've been using it.
You didn't tell me that end. You didn't teach me that.
I just got the ending just the other day.
You have to write it down.
I can do it right on the board here.
Look down, right on the board.
Down, down to the ground. Hashem will be found.
You get
a little thought you don't want to have. Immediately switch to that,
down,
and then you don't have that other thought.
Take care of going. Just told me that even though I haven't met my wife yet, I'm still cheating on her.
It's true. It says in the Ketel.
So
I'm always right to the
different
river.
Look outlook on it, but it's still hard.
This is your Mahatuna, right here, Yaakov. So, you never know, you
never know. You're getting good advice from Dr. Bolidut.
I don't want to.
The board is out there. Look down, not around. Down to, what's that? Be bound to the ground, right? When's the last time you wrote on the board, isn't it?
Probably years ago.
Put it on the machine also.
Hello?
Look down, not around, be bound to the ground. There Hashem will be found.
Love it.
Wow. חבל על הזמן, רבי עזרא. חזק ביותר. טוב, בסדר. בסדר, סוברו השם, בריטי שלום וקיטיני ודיפין דייר, ויש לנו סטוריז, אבל בלביץ' בנדר.